This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the shortened Thanksgiving week saw a fairly bullish October cold storage report, at least for cheese. What's your take on that?
The report was bullish. The market presently has been anything really but. The miss was 32 million pounds. So we came in 32 million pounds lighter in October versus our expectation. What that means, we're down 8% from last year in inventories. We're running very lean on cheese inventories, and it's hard to really square that with a $1.65, $1.70 type cheese price that we've had recently, and a $1.72 really at the end of October. So this weakness that we've seen, if you look at the inventories, you certainly wouldn't see it. I mean, the inventory numbers that we have today would really point towards a $2 cheese price. Not much over $2, but not much under $2 either, you know? So like, we're probably 30, 40 cents undervalued right now relative to just inventory that we have out there. That said, we do have some new capacity coming online starting right now, really, and going into the beginning part of next year. And maybe that's acting as some kind of a cold storage by proxy, because we are going to have some new production coming online. So that might be the story of the last couple of weeks and how we've been weaker than what these reports would really say.
Well, domestic demand is not the greatest, but we are good on exports, aren't we not?
Oh, we are. I mean, exports have been really solid, cheese specifically, all year. I mean, there's been a couple slow periods, but it's been really good. And I think we're poised for even more of that. I mean, if you look around the world, U.S. cheese sub 170 is the cheapest cheese product in the world.
Yes.
And I do think you'll see more exports as we go into December and into the beginning part of the year. Big wild card, obviously, is President-elect Trump and the tariff talk that we've had recently.
Right, and he has been threatening that tariff talk for some time. How serious a threat is that to the U.S. dairy industry, Dave?
I mean, it's a serious threat, no doubt about it, but I think, interestingly, he actually may carve out some kind of deal here before he even takes office. Of course, no one will know about it, but I think that's what he's working on. And I don't think he wants to be punitive to Mexico or Canada specifically. If anything, maybe he's trying to make more of a stink with China, but he's not playing favorites. We just don't know what this is going to look like. I can tell you right now the futures market's probably worried about it, but not really behaving that way. Dry whey futures well over 60 cents, and you know, we are a big exporter of dry whey to China. That hasn't skipped a beat. It's still very strong at the moment.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Some people think they cannot be thankful until their circumstances give them reason to be thankful. We believe that thankfulness should have little to do with our circumstances.
We have all seen people who are incredibly blessed and have every reason to be thankful and yet choose not to be. And we have likely witnessed people who have some tough challenges in their life and still are very thankful.
The things we are thankful for multiply, and those things we are not thankful for decrease. If we are thankful for our belongings, our health, or our relationships, those things will increase.
Think about a place where you want increase in your life and initiate more thankfulness in that area. Consider starting a thankfulness list or daily thankfulness routines. There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. The miracle of thankfulness are contagious and free.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
USDA is out now with its new ag trade forecast for this 2025 fiscal year.
It's kind of a continuation of some of the short-term trends we've been seeing over the last couple years.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer's description of that new forecast that is projecting U.S. ag exports at $170 billion, down from last year by about $4.5 billion. Seth Meyer says, of course, he's not happy about the forecast, but he's not surprised by it either.
U.S. export value has been falling since 2022, but of course, part of that is because commodity prices were peaking out in 22, right? So again, here, exports falling in this situation isn't necessarily a surprise, perhaps, as commodity prices continue to moderate.
Meanwhile, U.S. ag product imports are projected up by over $9 billion for a trade deficit $45.5 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.